Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 22nd, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooke Sean Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to prepare these messages and share them in various ways over the internet, including this podcast. Our message today is titled, A Fixed Hope. And Brooke Sean will read our scripture passage today from 1 John chapter 3, the latter part of verse 2 and all of verse 3.
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure.
If you were to go to the webpage today, and our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, we have an outstanding picture a friend of ours took just a couple of days ago over a lake in central Pennsylvania, Mountain Lake, Lake Raystown. And it has this scripture overlaid over the text, and we would encourage you to take a look at that, and hopefully it can bring a visual encouragement as well. When Brooke Sean and I got married in 1976, we lived near a small town in southern Missouri called Pleasant Hope. In fact, our very first joint checking account was at the Bank of Pleasant Hope. I don't know the basis of this name, but the names of many geographical locations have religious significance, as they were settled by devout people. One of the interesting village names here in Lancaster County is Mount Hope. Since devout religious immigrants settled this area in the 18th century, it likely represents an expression of faith.
Hope is one of the greatest of God's blessings. Our relationship with God always involves faith, and active faith in Him always leads to hope. When our faith in God is weak, inactive, or non-existent, we will either have no hope or a misplaced hope.
As children of God, there's a lot about our future, both the immediate and distant, that we just don't understand. I believe this is the sense of the expression in the text, it has not appeared as yet what we will be. I recall to this day a line from an old gospel hymn, many things about tomorrow we don't seem to understand, but I know who holds the future, and I know who holds my hand.
The aged Apostle John writes with such assurance, we know that when He appears, His future appearance, although mocked and scorned by the world, is a fixed reality. At that time, we will be like Him because we will see Him just as He is. Elsewhere, the Scriptures refer to the return of Christ as the blessed hope, and it truly is.
Today I am so blessed and challenged by the latter phrase in our daily text. I'll read it again. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure. This hope is not a mere wish, but an absolute certainty and leads to an unshakable confidence concerning the promise of God.
As a result of this, we as God's children will purify ourselves because our coming Lord is absolutely pure. A study note on this passage states, quote, the Christian life is a process of becoming more and more like Christ. This process will not be complete until we see Christ face to face. But knowing that this is our ultimate destiny should motivate us to purify ourselves. To purify means to keep morally straight, free from the corruption of sin. God also purifies us, but there is action we must take to remain morally fit, unquote.
Genuine Christ-directed faith leads to a real hope, and that leads to an amazing, unexplainable ability to rejoice whatever the circumstances. Surely some of you are facing very trying circumstances as you read this. Today I encourage you to focus on the hope we have in Christ. And I end my part with a thought-provoking saying I really like. Man's way leads to a hopeless end, but God's way leads to an endless hope. Amen. Now Brooke Sean will lead us in a prayer.
Jesus, we share the sentiment Paul expressed when he wrote, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But our hope is not limited to this earthly existence, but rather it flourishes and yields growing anticipation as we contemplate the blessed future event of our Lord's soon return. Being so aware of our unworthiness and inclination to sin reminds us to fix our hope on you rather than the sins that so easily entangle, leading to the broad road of destruction. Jesus, purify our thoughts, actions, and conversation as we, with renewed determination, fix our hope on you.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Again, it's our joy to share these messages with you. We hope they do encourage you in your walk with Christ. A few additional notes today. We do encourage you to visit the website, and the resources I mentioned are on the site today, the 22nd of June. If you are visiting and listening to this podcast any other day, just go back to the archive for that particular date. I do have a couple of photos up. I referred to one earlier, a beautiful picture of a cloud formation over Racetown Lake in central Pennsylvania, along with our daily scripture text overlaid over the photo. Actually, this becomes, if you would choose to do so, a wonderful desktop image for your computer. And I have instructions on a separate page on how to do that on my website. Also have a photo, and these photos, by the way, were taken by a friend of ours, Nancy Martin, of just a quiet Stillwater Cove on the same lake. And I also put a scripture verse over that came to mind, and that's that great portion of Psalm 23 that said, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." Both of those images are on today's website or the message dated June 22nd. And also today we have a reference in the message to a song. It's actually an Ira E. Stanfield song titled, "I Know Who Holds Tomorrow." Came to my attention this morning that many years ago, Ira Stanfield pastored right here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I think of him as from Texas, and indeed, in latter years were spent in the Dallas area, Fort Worth, to be more specific. Actually, this morning I called the church, and the secretary was there when he actually pastored some 40 years ago. I did find an audio of that song by the Baptist Church of Decatur, Alabama, a large church that places some of their music up on the web, their choir music, and they do a great job on it if you care to listen. Finally, I want to point out that the note I referred to today, the extended quotation portion, was from the Life Application Bible, the note for the passage there in 1 John chapter 3. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to serve our Lord faithfully and be encouraged. Thank you.